The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal-designate Pietro Parolin, met the U.S. Secretary of State in the Vatican today. John Kerry is currently engaged in an international diplomatic tour to promote a peace accord between Israelis and Palestinians, as well as the successful outcome of the Geneva II Conference for Peace in Syria, scheduled for January 22nd. The head of the Vatican Press Office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, made the following statement regarding the meeting. This morning, he said, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Vatican counterpart. This meeting was extremely important and intensive as it lasted an hour and 40 minutes. Also present at the meeting were the United States Ambassador to the Holy See and three staff members of the U.S. Secretary of State. Present for the Vatican, aside from the Secretary of State, were the Secretary for Relations with States, Archbishop Mamberti, and two other Curia officials versed in related discussions. The encounter was extremely fruitful and rich in content. The main topics discussed centered around Middle East issues and the Syrian situation in particular, in view of the Geneva Peace Conference, scheduled to take place in January. Naturally, the concerns and hopes of the Holy See were discussed, as also expressed in the speech the Pope delivered to the diplomatic corps. That is to say, the desire for a pacific solution to the conflict and a commitment for humanitarian aid to the population so deeply affected by the crisis. Also discussed was the theme of negotiations between Israel and Palestine in an effort to encourage, pursue, and hopefully achieve the aspired-for positive result. The African continent was also a subject of conversation, in particular the situation in Sudan, which has recently become increasingly dramatic. It's hoped that the mediation underway for an agreement between parties may reach satisfactory results. The theme of the United States was also touched upon, and the Holy See expressed its concern, shared by the bishops of the United States, regarding the rules regulating the health reform relating to guaranteeing freedom of religion and conscientious objection. Also discussed was the U.S. president's plan to contrast poverty and improve the situation for the most needy areas of the population. The mood of the meeting was positive. It was a constructive encounter, an important one, and the length of time it lasted is indicative, said Father Lombardi, of its underlying significance.